As the beloved goddess of justice speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to flood her with all the love that our life streams can give. Thank her for all that she has tried to do for mankind through the centuries. And now may her cosmic authority blaze its victory everywhere in the physical world. Beloved ones of the family of freedom, I bring you greetings tonight from the heights of divine justice. And may its light and its love and its power come into your outer use and direction and enfold you in the great sun of its presence within which stands the unfed flame. And may the scales of justice within that unfed flame held by my hands ever stand before you as the commanding presence to the outer world to govern all in divine order and hold the balance that brings divine justice to life. For the great God presence of life, the mighty I Am in his great divine order throughout the universe, commands and demands divine justice. That means the perfect balance of all qualities and powers and activities of life. And until the individuals concerned in the outer world is to give divine justice to the great presence that gives life to the outer form, then things are out of balance until that desire goes forth to the heart and source of creation and understands that there must go the divine justice first, and automatically will that mighty presence flood forth its divine justice, infinitely greater, into the being and world of the individual who sends divine justice to the source of all. Mankind have demanded justice for themselves from the outer world's activities. But few understand that until the desire within the heart to give divine justice to that beloved I Am presence, and the great beings who have poured their love throughout the centuries to the earth and all upon it, until the desire comes within the individual to give divine justice there first, how could there be divine justice in the outer world to connect with the outer self? There must come the love from the heart of the outer self to the source that gives life to the outer self. And as soon as that circuit of energy is complete, because the presence gives the life first, and as soon as the love of that life goes back to the presence, the flow of energy is not complete to the upper octaves that hold the greater powers of life under their direction. But as soon as that love goes forth from the outer self to the mighty I Am presence, then the presence has the energy of the outer to qualify and expand and to clothe it or charge it with those qualities and powers of the Ascended Master's octave, that are always master over all in this world, and wherever they flow, compel divine order and justice to life everywhere. So, my dear ones, if you want divine justice from the outer world to yourself, remember that the only thing that is divine justice to your presence is peace and harmony and the love of the outer self to the presence. And that is why, through the centuries, there has been the admonition, come to mankind, I will fight your battles, and you shall hold your peace, for I have weapons ye know not of. Because after all, precious ones, how much does the intellect of man know what is in our octave? How much does the intellect of all mankind put together know of what is in the upper atmosphere that enfolds the earth? How much do they know of the absolute truth of what exists in the rest of this system of worlds? Fragmentary indeed is the knowledge of man, most of which is ignorance. The knowledge is small, but the ignorance is great. But you, beloved ones of the light, whose light in the heart drew you to the heart of light, the mighty I Am Presence, have become aware of the law. And now, your divine justice to your presence and to us who love you so greatly is to draw the power on the powers of the perfection of your presence into yourselves and flood that out into the world around you. That is your divine justice to life. Divine justice from your life stream is to fulfill the great divine plan of flooding perfection and immortal happiness to the entire universe, wherever you move, wherever you happen to abide. That is your first divine justice to life, is to draw the perfection from your presence into yourself and then pour that out to the world around you. When you have done that, you have automatically stirred the universal light substance into motion. And as that divine blessing goes forth, it qualifies the universal light substance with the special activity of divine justice and balance, and it swings and comes back to you. And more than that, if you call divine justice from your presence into yourself and that you demand it go forth into the outer world, you will go forth with it. Your love and your life and the divine justice of your presence will go into the outer world, and the outer world will then become yourself. Since there is not divine justice in the outer world at the present time, then if you do not put it there, how could any come back to you? We've said these things before, but people don't always believe us. And when they do believe us, they don't always remember what we say. So we have to say it over and over in order for divine justice to manifest. and beloved ones, please remember our beloved Saint Germain said to you all, energy becomes power through use. Therefore, if you want divine justice to come into the outer world, then you will have to use the power of divine justice from your presence into your inner world. And when you demand the power of divine justice into yourself to hold this outer in perfect balance, then will you find the current surging, the energy increasing, and standing around you, qualifying whatever enters into that with its own divine balance. Now, there is only one thing that can draw limitless power for all eternity that is qualified with perfection. And that is love from the outer self. Until the outer self takes the authority of the mighty I Am presence to demand that the immortal love of perfection's flame, the immortal love of divine justice, calls forth the power that is necessary to be anchored in and around the outer self. Unless you draw that there, well, then you do not have what is necessary to qualify the energy about you with that which holds balance in your world. And when the outer world doesn't give you justice, then it's because you have not drawn enough power to hold balance in the energy around your own body. Now, after all, precious ones, divine justice is the law of balance throughout creation. And because discord is unbalance, and since the world is so full of discord, you can easily see why divine justice is so scarce. But it doesn't have to be. When you send forth the demand to your presence for whatever love is necessary to come from the great central sun and from our octave, charged with the power that balances everything instantly, well, then your presence says, all right, we're getting somewhere. The moment you demand anything of your mighty I Am presence or the ascended host, through the great power of your own immortal love to give perfection to life, then there is no reason in heaven or earth why you wouldn't be answered. So after all, divine justice isn't so difficult to get, is it? When through your wave of love to your presence, you announce to your presence that through your love, you want more of its power to bring the balance of love down here, how could it refuse you? Don't you see? Well, the moment you have the balance of divine love, which contains wisdom and power, well, you automatically have divine justice. And you've got to see it, precious ones, in the outer world. You've got to visualize the conditions or the individuals in the outer world who seem not to give you divine justice. You've got to picturize their physical bodies enfolded in the love of your presence and their presence and the love of our octave and the outer self loving to give you divine justice. Unless you hold the picture, you'll never get the manifestation. And of course, when there's discord between individuals, you're not always too enthusiastic about seeing the other person so loving and kind. And yet, it's the secret. If you will hold that picture around the individual who seems not to want to give you divine justice, and you demand that the presence of that individual hold the picture there in its own flame and continues to hold it till that outer self responds, you will find the hand and love of your presence united with the hand and the love of the other presence will, what you call, trim the outer. And it's vitally needed in many channels of the physical world. But the difficulty comes in the outer self not holding the picture steadily enough with concentration, with a concentration of love and happiness, enough to charge it there until the outer responds. You see, through the constant wavering of the attention, it is so fluttery. It flops here and it flops there. And this calls it and that calls it. And the pictures of the outer world are just lassoing your attention all the time to get your life energy. And destructive pictures steal your life. Remember my words tonight. Destructive pictures steal your life. To make themselves live longer to torture you. And therefore, until you take the outer self in hand and forbid the attention to go to that which is destructive, but compel it to go to the heart of perfection, and there give the love of your life, there that life will give you its love back, and then your love will have sustained the perfection of your own life in you. Then when you say to your presence, through thy love make divine justice manifest here, then, now don't think this peculiar, visualize your presence reaching its hand of love to the presence of the person you don't like, because the presence of each one is perfectly willing to shake hands. When perhaps you and the physical don't want to. So let friendship, through the love of the presence, do for you what you can never do through physical force in the physical octave. I know it seems difficult for the outer self to stand first with the presence and realize there is the power. The outer self has for so long, rolled up its sleeves and wants to fight. And the whole world is handing back to the individuals the fight they sent out to each other. The world is fighting itself with its own hate. And that's why you have war. Now you who know this law must reverse that. In the first place, you must send your love to your presence first. Love is the law. Send love to your presence. Your presence sends love back to you. You call for divine justice to your presence. The presence sends divine justice to you. You send divine justice and love to your presence and ask it to send the love to the presence of another individual. And leave the authority of controlling that outer self in the hands of the presence where it belongs. And that is why there's great wisdom in that statement. I will fight your battles and you shall hold your peace. For I have weapons ye know not of. Your I Am presence has love that you can't possibly understand this hour. And if it chooses to pour that love to the presence of another individual and say to that in its consultation, the outer self must hold the balance. The presence says, very well. And the love floods down, and the outer self doesn't know why. It gives divine justice to the other person. You do not know all that is in the love of your presence. You do not know all that is in the love of another person's presence. And since the presence of each is pouring its own life into the outer self, in one wave of that life, it can put in there the impulse to make that outer self hold the balance. It's been done millions of times. But the outer self does not understand, precious ones, the one supreme law of the universe, love. You just don't believe that love is as powerful as it is. And so, the outer self has so long thought that it needed a little more force than love had. Just as if the great love that sustains this whole system didn't have force enough in it to run the system. You know, this outer self is peculiar. It can't run itself, but it always wants to run everybody else. And it runs everybody into war. If you allow it to disobey the law of love for one moment, it will torture life somewhere. So since I am merciful to life, and since the love of divine justice is mercy, divine compassion, purity, balance, all that is good, since I am that to life, then, my dear ones, if you need balance in the outer world, you will have to have some of my qualities or you'll never get it. I am the authority for that balancing action in conditions that affect the individual or the nation. And together with my beloved Saint Germain, as his purifying love goes forth, my love holds the balance of all qualities. So if there is not balance in your world, call for all the qualities and cosmic immortal power of my divine justice and demand it come forth through individuals and conditions and compel immortal divine justice established in the outer world. And as you send your love to your presence, will you find it? If you visualize it, you will find it manifest in the physical. And knowing what I know is ahead of you, if I were you, I would gain a great momentum of this power through your decree. You don't want your world disturbed, do you? You do not want it thrown out of balance so far as you individually are concerned. You do not want your nation thrown out of balance or destroyed. You do not want the world out of balance. Well, if you don't want injustice, well, then you do want justice. That's very simple. That's not a problem in higher mathematics at all. If you don't have divine justice, you want divine justice. If you want divine justice, you must give it before you get it. Sounds like an enigma, but it isn't. Unless you give the command of love for divine justice to manifest, the energy that flows everywhere is simply rushing on its way under the direction of this, that, or the other condition of the outer world. And if you want divine justice established in and around you, you must issue the command to that energy, seize it and anchor it and concentrate it until it manifests what you desire. And you have got to have concentration of all your faculties. If you are going to establish the pillar of force or power from our octave, which is substance, within which abides the unfed flame. And within that flame, whenever divine justice is called into outer action, my luminous presence stands within that unfed flame. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? So from tonight, precious ones, I offer you a scepter of power, and it is contained within the picture you hold. Because when you seem not to have divine justice, you hold the picture of that which you lack. That is what is impressed upon your world and your consciousness. But if we're going to have divine justice, then there must come from above the picture of that which is the power and all-controlling victory of divine justice over everything in this world. And since the unfed flame is the great cosmic action of the sacred fire, by which love, wisdom, and power act in the physical octave as well as at the inner levels, then when you want a balance of the conditions of the outer world, when you want the energy balanced and qualified with that which produces perfection and fulfills the divine plan, then the unfed flame must come into action in the physical octave. And that is what you've not understood. You have called the unfed flame forth many times in your outer activities, but you have not understood that divine justice cannot manifest in you nor through you, and unless the unfed flame acts there. So when you call forth the immortal cosmic divine justice that you're required to control conditions in the outer world, well, then be sure that the mind holds the picture of the unfed flame from the central sun descending in gigantic proportions around a condition or a city or the nation or wherever you want the divine justice to manifest. None yet understand what sustaining power there is in that unfed flame. If you will recall, at the Royal Teton, the energy that has sustained those three bodies through the centuries was held there by the unfed flame. Therefore, it is immortal life into whatever you call it forth. Therefore, if you want divine justice established and maintained, I would by all means keep visualizing that unfed flame taking up its dominion like a being. And if you call divine justice into action, the luminous presence of my being will be within the flame you call forth. And the intensity or frequency with which you visualize that will be your signal to me whether you want me to make that permanent in your world. And if you hand me the cup, I will fill it. If you want the divine justice and you visualize the unfed flame with my luminous presence within, then as I see you maintain that, will I pour into it the power that will hold divine justice in everything that you contact. Then truly will you fulfill the divine plan. Because you can't fulfill the divine plan when anything is out of balance. The divine plan is absolute balance. And it should be no difficult matter at all to visualize that unfed flame and my presence within it. And since the scales of justice represent the perfect balance, you may hold them there too. But please don't visualize me blindfolded, because I am not. That is nothing but a sinister force of suggestion. The eyes of divine justice watch the world, and mankind would do well to look in to the eyes of divine justice. Thank you, precious one, and may I say to you, if mankind would look into the eyes of divine justice, there would they see the wisdom of eternity and the power that compels perfection. Because when you enter into the light of divine justice, you will be master over all in this world. When the light of the mighty I Am Presence, shedding its love and its blessing to the outer self, parts the veil, lets the outer self behold the eyes of that presence. When you look into the eyes of your presence once, you will then have become its dominion and victory and divine justice in the outer world. The eyes of your presence have watched you through the years, and the hour that you behold the beauty and power and love in the eyes of your presence, that hour will remain a joy for you for all eternity. You will never forget, never, the thrill of joy that fills the outer self the first time you gaze into the eyes of your beloved I Am Presence. Whether it be the higher mental body or the electronic presence matters not. The eyes of love have waited through the years. And when the outer self once again looks into the light of its own life stream and feels the love that awaits the call, only then will you know what happiness is. Then it is yours forever. Please be seated. Your presence will part the veil of the human atmosphere when love calls enough. And when love arises to its source, there will be no veils between. So tonight, as you enter in to the use of this mighty power, which I have offered into your outer direction, I ask you to feel with me the surge of love and gratitude that comes from your presence when it begins to see you, demand its love, hold balance in a world of chaos. When your presence begins to see you demand that and charge it into the outer world through visualizing the unfed flame and my luminous presence, will there come a flood of joy to you from your presence in and around you that only will you understand when you feel it surge and know that then, for eternity, may you become the expansion of itself. I offer you this tonight to strengthen the conditions around you that you may hold balance and protection and supply for that which is constructive. And so, if you want my love, it will be there awaiting you in the unfed flame when my presence is visualized into outer action. Then will many doors open by which we may assist constructive conditions in America and through America, the world. So if you will go forward using my luminous presence and calling that unfed flame into outer action, demanding immortal divine justice, rule the world. Who can say what the presence in each life stream or the presence in the great central sun will do in answer to that call? Do not limit your presence. Do not fail to make the call. And let us try and see what the authority of this world will draw into outer action to help those who are constructive. And unless you have this God power to protect what is constructive, you will not have protection. And since we will not protect that which is destructive, all the advantage is on your side. May you enter in tonight, deeper and deeper, into the heart of the unfed flame, and draw into your outer use its cosmic balancing power of immortal divine justice until its love has purified and balanced all around you. Then we can expand that to go forth to the nation and to the world. Hold within yourselves the luminous presence of this unfed flame. Feel it around you, and wherever you desire balance to be maintained, visualize my presence within it. And don't worry, precious ones, when you ask to go into the heart of the unfed flame, wondering which plume of light you're going into. Your presence will take you into the one you require the most. Or who knows, you might go into all three in perfect succession before you return to the physical form. Try to enter into that at night. As you leave the body, go forth clothed in the unfed flame. And ask your presence to make the outer self know all that that unfed flame means to you. All that the ascended masters know it means to you. And draw that knowledge into the outer self, and it will make many things clear on the instant, the moment you contact them. Then will you find the confusion of the outer world receding in the direction. And anything you choose to do will come quickly and accurately to bring you its perfection and make you the expansion of its joy. So as I leave you tonight, clothed in that unfed flame, may the angels who minister from the temple of divine justice pour their flames of love about you, stand your guard, and ever remind you of the power that is offered you for use, that stands awaiting your call, and that clothes you with that which gives you victory over all in this world. For when you hold balance by the authority and power of the unfed flame and my luminous presence, you must be victorious over all circumstances in this world. For there are legions to come to your assistance when you demand the balance that is the fulfillment of the divine plan. Call forth the power of cosmic Christ justice, and feel it surge within you. Charge it forth around you. See the unfed flame descend, and obedience from the outer self of everyone act to control conditions around you. That immortal love to which we have all pointed your attention so many, many times ever stands ready to command all forces into action to compel the divine justice that allows the divine plan to move into outer action, be fulfilled to the glory and freedom and happiness of all. Call forth power of immortal divine justice to charge into the air around you, so that wherever you move, that power moves before you, and the unfed flame is ready to go into action and govern conditions and compel perfection for you from the outer world. Pour it forth, and we shall see that it comes back to bless you. And that which has seemed the injustice of the past shall be commanded to reverse and become the immortal divine justice of the future. Wherever there has seemed to be injustice of the past, commanded to become immortal divine justice of the future, and I shall be there to compel it. So with my love, I leave you clothed in the eternal reminder of my presence, of the unfed flame, and of the divine justice that enables you to help hold balance in the outer world and make you victor over all until your ascension is complete. Then will you enter in to the eternal divine justice of your own blessed presence. And in the cosmic work of creation, will you go forward to enjoy the unlimited use of its powers. Call forth the powers of immortal divine justice and see for yourselves the magical change that will come in your outer daily experiences. Remember the powers of immortal divine justice, for they make you master everywhere you call them for. I leave you to the enjoyment of the experience of their use. And until we meet again, may my love bear witness to you of the power that can bless you when you call this into outer action. I clothe you in that joy tonight, and in my luminous presence, on that unfed flame, may you go forward to cosmic victory, ever drawing its power into the physical service of yourselves, your loved ones, and the world. I thank you in the name of the mighty Saint Germain.